What parts of the gospel surprise you the most? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Having grown up in the church, I can get pretty numb to Scripture, God's voice, and the gospel. Sometimes I get really jealous of new converts because of the awe they have for God and the gospel and the excitement that they feel. Whether you've felt this way or not, today's Devo gives us an opportunity to think about this for ourselves. It's called Amazing by Merrick Potter. Jesus Christ died for your sins. Does this sentence amaze you every time you read it? For many of us, especially those who have grown up in the church, this amazing statement has become so normal in our lives that we often glance over it. But that's just what this truth is. Amazing. Something that inspires awe, admiration, or wonder. Jesus' death on the cross was amazing because it established something so surprising and important that it echoed into all eternity. God in flesh laid down his life for people who were his enemies. Many of us have at least one friend or relative we would be willing to die for. But imagine dying for a criminal, a murderer, someone who killed people you love and was bent on killing you too. Now multiply that by millions, and you've got what Jesus did for us. Out of love, he laid down his life for people who sinned against him, people who deserved death. That's all of us. But don't forget the next part. Jesus died for your sins and resurrected from the dead. So now, if you've put your trust in him, you have been saved from death and forgiven from sin, and you get to look forward to the day Jesus will return and resurrect you to live with him forever. This is the gospel, and it is truly amazing no matter how many times we hear it. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. What parts of the gospel amaze or surprise you the most? If you want to know more about Jesus and the gospel, I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out the Know Jesus tab. Do you have any favorite Bible verses or passages about the amazing things Jesus has done for us? Consider taking some time to read one of these slowly, praising God for what he has done for you. As you and I can read in Romans 5:6, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Romans 5:6 through 11, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you interested in diving into your Bible a little bit more but don't know where to start? Well, I'd encourage you to download the Unlocked Devo app. That way, you can check out the extra scripture that was suggested in today's Devo, including Psalm 51, verse 4, and Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 22. All you have to do is download the app and check out today's Devo. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Fool's Gold with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life. Are you interested in checking out some more scripture about Jesus and all of us? Nope, that's not right.